Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome once again to Border Crossings. And today we are speaking with a TV star, movie star. And she became famous in front of millions and millions of people, exposing herself to judges and to scrutiny publicly on a national network called NBC here in the United States on a TV show called The Voice. We welcome one of the contestants who did so well on the show, Taryn Papa, who's with us. Is that how you say your last name?
It is, yes.
Thank you for being here for us. We appreciate that. So it must have been stressful going on TV and trying to convince someone on this coaching panel of four coaches to turn around and take enough interest in you and in your singing to want to be your mentor.
For sure. I think I've been singing my whole life since I was 16, in front of a band, in front of tons of people. But I always said nothing really prepares you for that moment where it's just you. And so you're super vulnerable. I don't have my guitar player. If he messes up, I look at him like he did it. It's me. So it was definitely nerve-wracking. But after that experience, I feel like there's nothing I can't do. So. Mm-hmm.
And what made somebody who's been accomplished in the business, done many different things, want to be on this TV show in this kind of platform?
I felt like The Voice for me was a way to obviously hit a larger market of people that I wasn't able to do living in a small town in Connecticut, and then just kind of hitting the pavement in Nashville. I felt after, you know, I don't know, was it 7 or 8 years of being there? I said, okay, I need to do something different. This isn't really working. So through that, I ended up working with Red Light Management, and I have an amazing team of people. So it worked.
Yeah, Red Light are an awesome group of people to have behind you. And being exposed to millions and millions of people every week didn't hurt either. So now, you know, you can take this fame, and what comes next? I know you're working on your debut album. You had Awake come out right after you did the TV show, which did very well and got a lot of positive reviews and sold well. And now you're on to the next projects and the newest singles. But what about an album?
I would love to turn it into an album. I think right now we have about 6 really strong songs. And so every 6 to 8 weeks, we've been releasing a new single, which has been exciting for our fans. It's kind of like, oh, surprise, here's another one. So we're taking our time releasing it. But hopefully, you know, by next spring, I should be able to develop it into a full project. And it's been fun finding that sound and the message that I really wanted to share with everyone. So I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm.
And being on the show and on Team Blake Shelton, who is a superstar in country music in your particular genre, is that what swayed you to go with Team Blake?
I think definitely country music, you know, you automatically think, oh, Blake, he's country. But I've admired his career throughout the years. He got his start in Nashville and did the same, you know, 9 years of chasing the dream before he got his first single. So for me, it was a connection to, you know, oh, I can relate to that. I've been doing the same exact thing. And I really want to be heard, and I want to have a song on the radio, and I want all these amazing successes. And for him to have taken that long as well, that kind of connected me to him and feeling like he would really fight for me as an artist. So
Do you write your own music?
I do. I write all my own music. And my upcoming single, Persuaded, is a song that I wrote when I first moved to Nashville. I was 23 years old. So we are reproducing it and reinventing it and reimagining it, if you will. And I'm looking forward to this new spin on a song that's still highly requested by my fans. It was the first piece of music I ever put out. So I believe we're performing that for you today.
Is that what you're going to do right now?
I'm ready if you are.
You're all right. We're ready. We are buckled in and we are ready. Taryn Papa's with us, and she's going to do Persuaded for us. So stay tuned to Border Crossings. This is Taryn Papa.
That way, I know a better idea when I see one. It This could be one. I could be persuaded. I made up my mind and I'm ready to let you change it. So come on, boy, come on, boy. You wanna come on over? Take it.
Crossings, that's called Persuaded. It's the new single from Taryn Papa, who's with us today. And you say you're working on a new album, that hopefully you'll get some more material. Yeah. Do you have, I'm sure you must have kicked some ideas in your head around about album names.
Yes, Awake is my first single that we're releasing off the EP. And I feel like If I were to do an album, it would be my first one. I've always released, you know, 5-song projects. I don't know if it would be self-titled. I'm not entirely sure, but I love the Awake EP. And so it would have to be something around that theme.
So you mentioned in another interview that your grandfather was instrumental in helping you get into this world of music. At 7 years of age?
Yes. So my grandparents had this room off of the dining room, and it had white carpet, white couches. I don't know if you're going to have 11 grandkids, why you'd have a white room that you don't want anyone to breathe in, you know, or spill their spaghetti in, but they did. And my grandfather had the piano in this room. And so not that there was anything else exciting going on in there. It was just like this forbidden room, like, don't touch anything. So I thought, well, if I learn how to play the piano, I'm going to get into this room. I want to see what it's all about. You know, it's adults only, whatever. So I started playing the piano with my grandfather, and he was a head surgeon of a hospital in Connecticut for many, many years, chief of staff, just an incredible mind. And he played the piano as a hobby. So he didn't really know how to read the music. I didn't really know how to read the music. I started playing by ear and learn all of his favorites. And later he got Alzheimer's, and I would play for him, and he would sit there in the same room and say, like, I think I know that song, or that sounds familiar, or you're coming along. And I knew he meant like, oh, you're growing up, or you learned these, you know, and it let me know how powerful music really is. It has a time and a place, and it has a memory, and it has an emotion. And some things, even when your mind starts going, you'll never forget how you felt when you first heard it. So it was really powerful for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that music is always something we connect to some special event in our lives. Yeah. And it's also, they call music the international language. And I assume you have many international fans who are finding you online outside of the United States or wherever the voice might have aired.
Yeah, they are. I get messages on Facebook all the time from Austria, Australia, Canada. It's amazing. And I would love to, my Spotify shows like 12 in, you know, New Zealand are listening to you today. And I'm like, oh, God.
Wow, so, they're having a party in a bar.
All 12 of them. Yeah.
That's it. Well, we're being heard and seen in 100 countries around the world right now.
Amazing.
Yes, including the military are also tuning into to the program. We're talking with Taryn Papa, who is about to, I believe you're going on a tour. Are you? Hopefully you're going on a tour. You got some new music coming out. Is that the plan for 23?
All of it. Yes, all of it. All of it is the plan. I've been traveling all around the U.S. I would love to do something outside of the U.S. I love our military. I'm so grateful for those that serve our country. So thank you so much. At every show, I always do a song dedicated towards our military, our servicemen and women, our active duty reserves, you name it. There's not a moment that I am not grateful for what I do because of them. So
what has been the highlight so far for Taryn Papa?
Oh man. The highlight, there's a lot. I think a lot of highlights for me. One would be, of course, moving to Nashville. The second one would be, you know, getting on The Voice and really having a platform to share my music and my story and hopefully have that resonate with others. The third would be I got engaged in March.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. When I met my fiance last year, it kind of opened me to all these new feelings and emotions and things I never really paid attention to. I was like, oh, they're cute. They're like holding hands. I want to do that. I didn't know about that or that I could want that. So this EP that I've created this year and spent time writing last year has been all about awake and being changed, which both of those I'm excited to perform with you today as well.
So, we're talking with Taryn Papa. Would you do another song for us?
I would love to. This one is called Awake and it's the title of my EP and I can't wait to share it with you.
All right, here is Awake, Taryn Papa on Border Crossings.
Started to slowly fade into a rainbow of color, pouring out over me when we found each other. I don't want to go back to sleep. You opened up my eyes. I'm seeing things in a whole new light. You're making me feel alive on the way there. Honey, the world is looking brand new. Baby, I love the way you got me wide awake. That was just another street lamp to be kissed me underneath. I used to say I'm never understand. Getting swept off my feet until you opened up and I'm covered. Inside of me, well, baby, this is love, and I don't want to go back to sleep. You opened up my eyes, seeing things in a whole new light. You're making me feel alive with you, honey. The world is looking brand new, and baby. I love the way. Got me wide awake as the sky always been this blue. Boy, it's hard to say, ain't it funny what a heart can do? Cause I'm wide awake. You opened up my eyes. I'm seeing things in a whole new light. You're making me feel alive with you, honey. The world is. Baby, I love the way you got.
Border Crossings, that song is called Awake. It's from Tara and Papa. That was the very first song that you put out after The Voice.
Yes, it is. And I'm so excited to share it with everyone. I always was told, you know, when you believe in something so much, it's easy to sell. And so being in love, this song just makes me feel so good. And I just want to share it with everybody. And I want everyone to feel the same way. So
is that what was inspiring the song, was the love of your fiance?
It is, yes. So
he must be thrilled to know there was a song about him.
I know, and a positive one.
In a positive, there you go, exactly, a positive.
You know, could have gone a different way. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what happens when you date a songwriter, is you
kind right. of,
there's anything's possible. Correct. So, I mean, do you have plans for a worldwide tour? Is that something that you'd like to do?
You know, I got a message request a couple of weeks ago from someone in Denmark and Finland, and I'm looking into it. I don't really know how to go about it, but we are we're trying. So I would love to, and I've been all over this year: Texas, Georgia, Kentucky, Iowa, North Carolina, you name it. I've got a few more stops Nebraska right now. So we're trying to hit everybody as best we can, and I'm excited.
Do you remember where you were when you heard your song on the radio for the first time?
Oh my God, that was so special. I was home in Nashville, and I had to stream it on my computer, and I FaceTimed my mom, and we were like crying. I think Clear 99 was the station, and I can't remember if it's Missouri or something with an M, but it was amazing, and I should remember that because it was my first moment, but I have videos of me sobbing with joy, so.
Wow, that's amazing. And so the album will be out in 23, is that the plan?
I hope so.
We're still going to release a bunch of singles.
We're still releasing a bunch of singles. We created the EP with six songs on it. I have an upcoming collaboration with another Voice alum from a different season that's going to be released this year as well. And then the sixth song off the EP will release in February. And hopefully that will carry us into, you know, a full album project for next year.
And we're talking with Tara and Papa, who stars on the rise right now. She has a few songs out and waiting. She got an EP. You have an EP out called Awake?
I do, yes.
That's exciting stuff. That's really exciting. And so what was it like when you made the move from Connecticut to Nashville? That is a big transition. That's, you know, two different vibes, two different places. You went to Music City. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I think I will never forget. It was very humbling in the fact that in Connecticut, you're kind of like big fish, small pond. You moved to Nashville and they're like, you sing? Okay. Like, what else can you do? Or, you know, it wasn't as impressive. It was just kind of like, welcome to Music City, you know? So
right.
It was a wake-up call for sure. Very humbling. And when I first moved to town, I was 23 years old. And I started on Lower Broadway in Nashville, and you had to, in order to have a show, you had to co-front with a male. So females didn't get their own, we didn't get our own show. And after 2 years, I said, you know what? I'm going to try. Forget it. Like, I don't care what the norm is. Like, I'm going to try. I went to this bar across the street from where I was singing, Mellow Mushroom. And the owner, he had me play the grand opening of their restaurant. And I had my first female, like girl, no guy co-fronted show in Nashville. And I think there was about maybe three or four of us at the time that were just fronting our own shows on Broadway. And now it's definitely grown, which is incredible. But it was very hard. It was very hard to make my way.
Wow. Well, you know, today's the day of girl power. I mean, there's a lot of ladies in music. Pop music, country music, R&B music, the ladies are kind of taking over, controlling the scene, as it should be. Lots of talented singers, including yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Well, what a pleasant surprise it is to hear from you, to be able to talk to you. I really appreciate it that you take time. Now, I know you're going to do another song for us.
I am.
What's the next one you're going
to
sing?
This one's actually my favorite. Awake was my favorite, and it's changed to Changed. So This song is called Changed, and it's about me feeling like I'm a totally different person after meeting my fiance and all those amazing feelings and missing someone in the next room. You didn't even know that was possible. So this song is called Changed.
Changed, Taryn Papa on Border Crossings.
I didn't know I could miss somebody in the next room. I never thought I'd feel this, and if I did, it wouldn't be this soon. Well, I was scared to love a heart that wasn't mine to find. One of us was gonna get burned. The only thing I'm thinking about is making you mine. I ain't afraid of getting hurt. I guess I'm changed. I never felt this way, and I think I'll ever be the same. But just the sound of your name has got me craving your touch. Never get enough. I've never been the kind to stay. I guess I'm changed. I'm changed. Yeah. I always roll my eyes at couples kissing in the corner booth. Now I finally see why I can't keep my hands off you. Hey, you're holding me tight in the back of a cab, thinking out on the street lights. I never knew I wanted to be loved like that. I want it for the rest of my life. I guess I'm changed. I never felt this way, and I don't think I'll ever be the same. But just the sound of your name has got me craving your touch. Never get enough. I've never been the kind to stay. I guess I'm changed. I'm changed. The only one left is she looked at me now, cause lately you're the only thing that I've been thinking about. And old people laugh as she looked at me now, but lately you're the only thing that I've been thinking about. I'm changed. I never felt this way, and I don't think I'll ever be the same. But just the sound of your name has got me craving your touch. Never get enough. I've never been the kind to stay. I guess I'm changed. I'm changed.
Border Crossings with Taryn Papa, and that song is called Changed, and there's a lot of music inspired by your boyfriend. He better be good.
You know, I think it's one of those things that I never really thought I wanted for myself, and I wasn't looking for ever, and I didn't know was possible in my life. I've always thought, well, if you love music so much, there's no way you're gonna be able to love a person as much as you love music. Or I love music so much, I'm not gonna really be fair to you, because if a producer calls me at midnight, I'll see you later. So I never expected that. And I think it's just been a really cool process to kind of unwrap all of these new, exciting feelings. And it feels like growing up, like I said, I never really had a boyfriend. I never really spent time doing any of that. I was always like music, 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 music was my focus. And it feels like, you know, like a 16-year-old falling in love for the first time. I'm like, oh my God. So what people probably experienced years ago in high school is what I'm just now experiencing. So it's been fun to write about.
If you weren't doing music, what would you be doing?
Oh man, I read, if you have a plan B, it sets plan A up for failure. So always
there's a bumper sticker, right?
It is, isn't that nice? But I guess to answer the question, before I moved to Nashville, I was a behavior therapist, and I worked with autistic children. And I had a kindergarten student and a third grader, and it was the most rewarding, amazing experience of my life. And to this day, their parents still message me and say that they follow me, or their son got into music because of me. And it's just amazing. It was just an amazing path and part of my life. And so I would say I would absolutely do that again, for sure.
Well, I'm going to pick your brain after the interview, because my son has autism. So it's
Oh. But
music has been tremendous therapy for people, yes. You know, who need therapy, whether it be depression or, you know, whatever mental illness, whatever it might be. Music is a great therapeutic device. Is it cathartic for you when you're writing songs? You find therapy in the songwriting?
You know, it. I think I find it in performing it live. I think growing up and just being such a band entertainer forever, that's really where I get my feelings from, is seeing everyone else have joy and experience something from what I'm creating. I don't really get it as much in the songwriting process, but performing it live and just knowing, like, oh my God, this is their first vacation, or they haven't, you know, spent time together, or they just always wanted to come to Nashville. Whatever scenarios it is, just performing it live and is definitely where I feel it.
Well, when you come to Washington, D.C., we'd love to have you in our studios.
I would love to do that.
We'd love to have you perform in our studios and be able to sit down and talk to you in our studio. So when the album comes out, when you're here and touring D.C., please do come back and visit with us.
Well, thank you,
Taryn Papa, for being on the show. Really appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
My name is Larry London. Taryn Papa has been our guest. And oh, by the way, before I let you go, where can people find more information from you if they want to go online or contact you?
Yes, you can visit taryn.papa.com. It has a link to my touring schedule, merchandise. I'm on all social media platforms at Taryn Papa. And I look forward to seeing you at a show soon.
All right. Taryn Papa, our guest on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. This is VOA TV.